Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Full phone lines, like Randy said. Talk, just floor is open, Falcons fans. Sound off. Let us know where you're at. Xavier is in Gwinnett.
Xavier. Hey, fellas, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's going on?
All right. So last week I called in talking about Terry and his drafting. Mm-hmm. So I would like to put comparisons as far as what Jim did. The first thing Jim did when he came in is let Keenan Allen go, coming off one of his best years of his career. Let Mike Williams go. He was a little banged up. And let Austin Eckler go. And he drafted a tackle in the first round with the understanding that he can fill out his skill positions anywhere. But the important parts are in the trenches and his quarterback. And, of course, pass rush. And I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to get benched, not this year, probably not next year either, because I feel like if you do that, Terry and Raheem have to admit they made a mistake to Arthur. And I don't think neither one of them are in a position to admit that.
All right, Xavier. I appreciate it. Now, look, I mean, there's no question about the way the Chargers went about things once Jim Harbaugh got there.
Because
the two pass catchers were gone. They found a way to figure it out with the guys on the defensive line, and they drafted offensive line.
Yeah, because that's his style.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. This is not this style.
It's a good style.
It's a great style.
Smart style.
That's not what the style they wanted here.
Tried and true throughout all eras of football. Look, I don't know what all that has to, but I don't know about admitting your mistake, whatever. Like, you can't stubborn your way into getting fired.
No.
Like, they also signed a quarterback and drafted a guy. So at a certain point, you got the other guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't draft him to be stubborn forever. Now, I don't know how long that takes. You were saying if it were you, if he had another game like that this coming week, you got to go to the guy after that. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that. I don't think that's what they'll do.
Right.
Like, they paid him $100 million. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they're riding, like he said about Koo a couple weeks ago. And that's another conversation.
Yeah.
You got to think about that. Yeah. They're going to ride him till the wheels fall off. The wheels damn near fell off yesterday.
Yeah, because I know they brought a kicker up and everything, promoted a kicker or whatever. He was inactive. But most of the time when organizations go through that, especially with a kicker, they usually mean the kicker can't kick.
Yeah.
You don't let him fight through it as a damn kicker if his hip is messed up.
Yeah.
If something on the lower part of his body is hurt.
Yeah, we're not talking about a running back.
No.
Like who gets to gut it out.
Yeah.
Like if your hip hurts and you're a kicker and you're already struggling, we go to the next guy.
Yeah.
Like, and this is what is a 35-yarder to start the game yesterday. Like, so I don't know. Obviously his struggles were vastly overshadowed by the struggles of the quarterback. Chris is in Riverdale. Hey, Chris.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, man, the Falcons are like my golf game. The offense is my driver. The defense are my wedges. And special teams is my putter. And the driver we were spraying that thing all over the place.
Yeah.
My wedges were good.
OB yesterday a lot.
Yeah. And then my wedges were great. But then I can't make a putt with my kicker. So, man, I don't know what to say, man. We just got to go back to the chalkboard and try to get it back together. I tell you one thing, Kirk Cousins looked like he was lost out there as far as decision-making. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hear Randy tell me about what the secondary was doing to confuse him.
Well, I mean,
thank you, Chris.
They were shifting. If you look at it, like, I don't know what the reads were for him. But, like, in the Chargers, they play a lot of dime and everything like that. You know, a lot of DBs, and they'd be in different spots, and usually it's all centered around where Derwin James is and stuff like that. So sometimes it looked like they were in quarters when they were in two, and sometimes it looked like two and they were in quarters. And I thought that was the biggest thing. But, like, he's played a lot of football. That's my only thing with it is that he's played so much football. And that's the troubling thing about it was they were bad-ass interceptions. Like – Desmond Ritter interceptions.
Yes, yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Young quarterback interceptions.
And it should have been six.
In week 13, right, coming off a bye.
Yep.
So it's not like the Chargers did anything yesterday they haven't done, right?
Well,
like, it's on tape. They had 2 weeks to get ready for it, and he's making decisions that you would expect a young quarterback to make. And, well, I mean, I guess give him credit for all that. If you think disguised coverages are a problem, just wait and see what the Vikings do.
Yeah, dog.
Because the Vikings are going to try to be as creative and confusing as anybody, especially in their pass rush, when the Falcons play them on Sunday. Now, you can get after their secondary a little bit, but you got to protect the quarterback.
You got to protect the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Flo loves to send one more than you can block.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
one more than you can block.
Again, I just – it's a really troubling performance yesterday from Kirk Cousins. Brad is in Peachtree City. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question. I saw this next-gen stats. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it. It says that Kirk Cousins has become the first quarterback in next-gen stats era to not throw a pass over 36 miles per hour in a game.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So that is extremely concerning because that just means that maybe his arm is giving out on a
suit.
Did
it say never, ever, or this season?
Ever.
Oh.
Kirk Cousins has become the first quarterback in the next-gen stats era to not throw a pass over 36 miles per hour
in a game.
With minimum 20
okay,
attempts.
I got you. Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, look, his arm looked bad.
He never had a big arm, though.
Yeah.
Let's think about it.
But he's done it before.
But he's done it
right?
before.
Like and so has everyone else, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know what that's a kind of seems like a random number. Like 36?
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. But again, obviously that's the line he's talking about. No one's ever been below that before. Kirk threw the ball a whole bunch of times yesterday, and I guess they were all slower than that.
Oh, okay. That's not my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah. Your wheelhouse, though, is looking at how a quarterback looks and analyzing
it.
And his arm didn't look good yesterday.
No, it did not.
And there was a couple of those throws, especially that final pick. He tried to throw it with everything that he had.
But Derwin was going to...
It didn't get there.
Derwin would have picked Pat Mahomes right there.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, Derwin's sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
He's waiting for you to throw. He baited you to throw that play.
But you go back and look at it. He he didn't crow hop into it like a center fielder, but he put everything he had into it.
But that's what I know people have asked me before, why does he always, since he's always been a quarterback, makes that face when he throws the ball. He's always
made it. He grunts when he does
it. Yeah, he's always made it.
Yeah. No, he's never had a huge arm.
Yeah, but that. I don't do
normal.
The next gen stat stuff. But it's not. Yeah, some of the balls are fluttering.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of zip on the throws yesterday. D is in Atlanta. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, Andy Rain? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Hey man, yesterday, man, you know the defense turned into sack Atlanta. We were finally able to get some pressure on the quarterback. We were able to get out the field on third down, and then the offense just didn't show up at all. I was confused that, you know, the first third and one, we used Kurt and got the first down with his legs. The second and the third and one, we want to go east and west instead of going north and south, and we did 3-4 yards to carry. So I'm just confused at this point, man. I don't know.
I'm not a
believer. Kurt has to prove himself. At this point, you know, 4 interceptions, I don't expect the rookie quarterback to make those bad throws, but it was just all horrible yesterday.
Yeah.
And he and Koo, again, is the reason, you know, one of the main reasons that we lost that game, and it was horrible.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
Now Tampa Bay, we're tied again, and again, that schedule is a little easier than ours, and we're going to have to fight. To win this division and get in the playoffs.
You're damn right.
Yeah,
Joe.
Thank you, D.
Damn right.
That was interesting early in the game. I think they were 2 for their first 2 on third downs, and they used Kirk's legs to pick up a planned quarterback sneak on a third and short, and then they went 0 for their next 9 on third down, like, and on a couple of those, real cute.
Yeah, it got cute on them. And we can – I just – my thing with the whole thing with Kirk is just the non – like – I'm trying to say? Because it didn't seem like the defense didn't do anything special to make those interceptions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing special about the interceptions that the guys caught.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, throw it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my only thing. Just throw it to them. I was like, I mean, the pressure there, the pressure was what it was. Like I said, the other interception, they brought a guy off there. The guy dropped out, and Kirk missed. He didn't see him, but luckily he played defensive line, so he dropped it. But, yeah, I just – that was my thing. I don't think the San Diego – the Los Angeles Chargers didn't do anything as far as over the moon to make these plays. Like, he threw the ball to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
I don't – yeah, I don't know either. The other thing, you know, as the season has gone on, and we're 12 games into it now, a couple games in, there was the concern of, man, is he just like – is he just hurt? Like, does he just – no, and then he played better from that. It's like, no, he was just rusty, and he was playing better. And then over the last month,
this ain't rust.
It's not rust.
No, it's not.
But it's also, I don't think he's not hurt.
No,
like he's not injured.
I don't think there's anything physically wrong with Kirk.
No,
I don't think there's anything physically wrong with him. He's playing bad, and it sucks because this is the reason why this team was supposed to win, and especially when because you're gonna get a bone every now and then for the defense, like you got yesterday, because you're gonna play offenses like the Chargers,
sure,
whatever. They were outstanding. Outside of a couple plays, the lad that eventually didn't hurt you. I mean, it put it in field goal range, but it didn't kill you. You had everything you needed to win a football game against a team.
Well, even the biggest play lad made, they popped it loose late. Like
They recovered it.
They got the ball out of lad's hand.
He need to get – I know they don't eat a lot in L.A. He might be going to the vegan places out there in L.A. He need to take his ass Roscoe's. Glad he put some meat on him, man.
He lads a vegan?
Because he gonna be as much as he gonna be getting hit because of where he plays at.
He gets hurt like three times a game.
Yeah, he better go to Roscoe's.
No, you're right though. The most frustrating thing is Kirk was supposed to be the reason why you're winning games like yesterday, and why you're winning the division, and why you're going to the playoffs. He was the reason you lost the game yesterday, and you finally get a great performance from the defense. Bijan was good. I mean, Drake London was fantastic. You can't win games where you do a four interceptions. You're just not going to win those games. I don't know what the fix is. I mean, you got another quarterback over there, but I don't know if they're going to do that.